Long ago, our words didn't have color. The world was a jumbled jungle of words that flung every which way with no rhyme or reason. In those days, kids sat in their treehouse, doing their best to make sense of the black and white words that flew by. But one morning, birds from a distant land began to appear. And as they did, something strange and wonderful happened. First came Norm, the big boss bird, there to make sense of every person, place, thing, and idea. He brought the color blue along, and soon after, every noun morphed into a deep blue. Next, Vern arrived. As pops of orange appeared throughout the grove, verbs burst into color too. Then, with a great yikes, sorry, we're late, Ishmael swooped in, followed closely by Coco and Patty. Pepe, Ajax, and Addie were close behind. Finally, the flock was together, and their real work began. They traveled from treehouse to treehouse, teaching kids the colors of English. The children were delighted to find pops of color where there was once only black and white. They worked hand in wing with the colorful birds as they hopped about on the windowsill to make sense of things like structure and syntax. The birds brought other gifts too, colored pencils, word searches, workbooks, games, and more. In what seemed like no time flat, English started to click. Kids were forming brilliant sentences of their own, truly understanding what words did what went where, and why. This is the end of our story here in the forest, but our little birds are still teamed up and can't wait to welcome you to the flock. At Colors of English, we are building great sentences one bird at a time.